Can you introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Holly Lorca, she, her pronouns, a person on the planet, cool hair and tall.
Can you tell me when you had surgery?
Well, it would be just 2 years ago this August. I can't remember the date.
About how long was the recovery time?
6 weeks to where I could fully function in the world, and then maybe another month before I could like start back at the gym.
About how long did it take for you to start feeling comfortable in your new body?
About 2 seconds.
2 seconds. 2 seconds to feel reborn, transformed, after decades of hiding.
I would say that the minute they took the binder off in the office and I saw, that was it.
Holly Lorca doesn't remember everything about her childhood. She remembers things like playing house. Her sister played the mom. Holly played the dad.
And my brother didn't care because he just wanted to be the dog, so it worked out for everyone.
Holly does remember having a secret. She could never truly be herself.
I was really into TV. There were characters on TV that I really dug, and, you know, I tried to become in my head.
Characters from shows like Happy Days and One Day at a Time. She tried to emulate the male characters. Their style, their swagger. She'd run a comb underwater and through her hair like the Fonz when people weren't looking. She'd practice her thumbs up with the classic, "Ay!"
But I knew that I wasn't supposed to be doing that. It was, and I don't know how I knew that I wasn't supposed to be doing that, but I felt shame for it.
Holly got good grades. She played sports.
Man, I was a whiz at softball, and I had basketball and kickball and, you know, all the things, beating the boys up on the playground.
She grew up and went to nursing school. She came out of the closet. She found new levels of self-expression and acceptance through her relationships. But the whole time, she was carrying a shame, living a double life. In her late 30s, Holly was in a long-term relationship. By then, the way she saw herself had grown worse. Her breasts had grown too.
And then I went through the second hormonal puberty where I grew a rack. And they were good, but they weren't good for me.
One night, Holly was grumbling about her day at the public pool. She typically wore layers when swimming, sometimes sports bras under tank tops, sometimes swim shirts and board shorts, but never free in the way she wanted to be. That night, her partner asked her,
"Why don't you just have top surgery?"
That was all she needed. She was shocked.
And it just clicked, and I was like, oh my God, I can just do that.
Holly worked for a hospital, and it happened to have the number one gender reassignment team in the country, and maybe the world.
I guess I thought that it was my job to just accept this and move along. That was my job. It was not my job to change who I was.
The surgery didn't take long, only about an hour.
What was the first thing that you saw when they took the binders off?
My pepperoni nipples. Because they take your nipples off and they cut them down to the size of nickels and then they reattach them further apart. So it's more, I guess, male or masculine presenting on your chest. But they look like scabbed up pieces of pepperoni, you know, and on my little pale chest, that's the first thing that I saw. I didn't want to turn away. I wanted to just stare. I wasn't ashamed and I wasn't embarrassed. And was I in great shape? No. I mean, did I have a little beer belly? Probably. But it didn't matter. I felt right and normal and like I was supposed to be. I had no shame. Even though I was half naked in a room full of people that I work with, I just had no body shame.
Holly was now essentially masculine on top and feminine below. She was right in between and felt completely at home. She found a way to integrate the masculinity she learned to hide as a child.
I want to help people understand that it's not black and white. It's not male and female. It's not this or that. There's a lot of and in there. It's not either or.
Holly loves being in the middle. She has a new experience shopping these days. She describes going to department stores, starting at the shoe section, making her way around to the suits. Then she tries on tops from the men's section, tops that fit nearly perfectly, but could use a bit of tailoring. An expense she doesn't mind. It's worth it.
Buying clothes and feeling like I don't want to hide in them. Those are big moments for me.
Holly also loves going to the pool again. She can swim and lounge topless, though she does sometimes notice the inquisitive glances.
The kids are the best, though. Are you a boy or a girl? Well, I'm not really sure. And that's a viable answer now. You know, I don't have to choose. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they run along. They don't care.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Jen Brown.